Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss being finally fully vaccinated. We discuss the Cock Destroyers splitting up, snortable weed, Cheech and Chong, and Corey unboxes the care package I sent him last summer. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Hi, Corey.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
How is she feeling on this blessed May day?
Oh, I'm feeling alive. I'm feeling well. I'm feeling like I have lots of good news.
Good news. She's dead.
Yeah. You want to know the best news? I've been keeping it as a secret from you this whole time when we were pre-talking before we hit record.
Did you get a whole rejuvenation?
Uh-huh. I got cinched, puckered, tucked, and bleached.
Oh, wow. When are you going to get the
I had a coupon.
You should get it zip tied. Well, you should add a zipper. Can you add a zipper? Would you rather, if you had to have a means to open your butthole, would you rather have a zipper or buttons?
I was going to say wax lips.
No, that's not one of the options. Butthole,
is it
zipper or butthole buttons? Well, or when Velcro?
When it comes to buttons, are they snaps or fastens?
They're facets, which sucks. I would like...
No, I hate a snap.
Well, you don't want to be fastening your butthole closed. Here's the thing. Velcro is going to make it seem like if you're opening it up, it's noisy. It's noisy. Zipper could be the one, but you don't want to get pinched in a pinch.
But how do you bottom with a zipper?
You unzip it.
Oh, you think that's going to feel good for the top?
Yeah, the zipper is not directly on the butthole. It's like a little bit in on the cheeks. And so when you unzip it, the whatever might be going in or out of the hole does not come in touch with the zips.
The flaps.
Well, so I think the buttons, the snap buttons are a move.
I don't know. When I had snap button jeans in like middle school, I felt like every time I sat down, they just unsnapped.
You could just maybe safety pins.
No.
Who's that? I feel like that's like a villain in a scary movie. Like he's got pins on his face.
For sure. I think I did that in one of the Five Awesome Gays videos.
Yeah, that does ring a bell. When you were like, it was emo week, maybe? Uh-huh. We did it all, you know?
Well, thank God O2L was there to invent collab channels so we could follow.
Is this what you were going to bring up? What were you bringing up? You were going to make an announcement about your zipper hole.
You want to see?
Sure.
Look. The mailman delivered the package to the wrong house 2 weeks ago, and the woman who lives there has been out of town, and she literally just walked it down this morning.
Oh my God. Okay, so a little bit of backstory.
You tell the backstory. I'm going to open it.
No. You have to wait. Wait. So I found, okay. We were doing a Twitch stream where we were finding the best wigs on the internet, okay?
Okay.
For me to expand my wig closet. And somebody put this on the Discord, and because everyone was posting like the best links they could find on the Discord. And somebody put it on the Discord, and I was bewildered, flabbergasted, moved, emotionally unprepared. I'm still emotionally unprepared every
Your
time I put it on.
Your butthole was unzipped.
I unzipped my butthole, and it revealed Velcro underneath, and I couldn't even contain. So when I saw it, I was like, ah. But when I saw it, I was like, oh my God, not only do I need it, but Corey needs it. And then I was like, Corey, you're about to get a package in the mail. Do not open it until we are on a podcast recording together.
Yeah.
And then it just never showed up. And we both kind of just assumed it was not going to, like, it got lost in the mail or something. So then I was like, oh fuck, I guess I have to order another or something.
Yeah. I was texting Nathan. He was devastated, and he promised that he sent it to the correct address.
Well, and now, ladies and gentlemen,
without further ado,
open it up, baby. Open it up, my dear.
Oh, honey. Oh, wow.
Which is it open? I didn't even hear you open it.
Well, I was opening it away from the microphone so that you wouldn't hear the, how do you know which one's the front and which one's the back?
Oh, baby.
I think this is the front because it's got a curly bang.
What do you think?
I feel a little bit like Love Angel Music Baby.
Baby.
Why are you hiding behind your microphone?
I'm skinny as a needle.
I feel like the ribbons came a little untied.
Yeah, well, okay. So when I wear mine, I have to take it off first and tie the ribbon separately and then put it back on. Because trying to tie a ribbon on your head, it's challenging.
Oh.
It's a challenge.
Well, and it's brown. Is yours, did you get one for yourself too, you said?
Would you like me to go get it and put it on?
No. Is it brown or blonde?
Mine's blonde.
I guess I'm just disappointed because I just had a little weekend.
I'm sorry, what?
I just had a little.
I don't even want to hear the rest of that sentence because if you're disappointed, mail it back to me.
No. I'm not disappointed. I'm disappointed because I just had a little weekend getaway at a cabin with a couple friends and we would have enjoyed having this wig there.
Well, you better blame the U.S. Postal Service or Nathan.
I'm going to leave a note on my front door this morning that tells the mailman, you really fucked up 2 weeks ago.
But no details beyond that?
No, that's all they're getting. I feel...
See, it's a full fantasy. Will you do us an honor and post? Oh, actually, this is a perfect reason for the season. Our Discord, we have a Discord suggestions channel where people are like, can we have a blank channel? And I'm like, no. But there was one request that was like, we need a wigs channel just for selfies of wigs. Kind of like we have a channel just for like pets.
Oh, yes.
Just post pictures of pets. I think we should make a wigs channel and maybe the first post can be a selfie of you in this new wig so that people can see what we're working with here.
Damn. Well, I just took a screenshot of our FaceTime call. So
great. Make it better. Do another because I want to be cute.
That's why your microphone shouldn't be.
Oh, maybe I should get mine though and we'll take a photo shoot.
Shouldn't be blocking your microphone, your skinny needle face.
Anyway, my point is you're welcome, I guess.
I guess this is probably, yeah, definitely in the top 10 things you've ever gotten me. I guess when we go on The Amazing Race All-Stars 3, we will bring these wigs instead of the wigs we had last time. Because look, these are actually a lot lighter than the wigs we carried on the race last time.
And almost kind of, breezy, aerodynamic.
It is. You. I don't feel like I would even need a wig cap with this. Is yours blonde or brown?
It's blonde, baby. So I think it's going to be a good combo for the two of us because yours, and I don't know what the color of my ribbons.
We'll yeah, see. That was my next really question.
We could bring any color ribbons.
We'll just have to wait and figure out what our team color is and then we'll change, swap out the ribbons. We can run totally to Michael's or Joanne Fabrics.
Sure.
I cannot believe you're going to record from behind your microphone the entire time.
Do you want me to move it? Anyway.
Oh, there you are. Are you going to wear that the whole time?
Are you going to wear that the whole time?
You can't say whole around me. Gets me too excited.
It makes you pop your buttons.
Makes me really burst my buttons. Makes my zip.
I think my hole would be drawstring.
I think yours would be a chip clip, actually.
Oh my God. Speaking of which, look at all of these.
What are those? Hair clips?
Butterfly hair clips? Yes. And I'm going to really be doing up a wig soon.
Oh, I was going to say.
Butterfly clip wig.
I was going to say, your hair is not long enough for that right now, but mine is.
That's cool.
I should put some real butterfly clips in my real hair.
Okay, well, so that's what you've been up to?
Do you have butterfly chip clips?
No, but I do have. I think every home needs more chip clips. That's a stance that I would get behind. I think a great gift for any friend is a bag of chip clips. Everyone needs more chip clips. There's never a house where I'm like, oh, too many chip clips. My parents' house, my house, your house. Everybody needs more chip clips. So
go off.
So that's, you know, where I'm at. That's my stance.
No, when you get those big, like, are they called like Mylar balloons? The ones that are like numbers that everyone does for their birthdays.
Sure.
They come with these, if you get them at like Safeway, they come on these little like clamps. And then I just save those clamps as my chip clips because I'm cheap.
Is your nipple clamps?
No, because I have hoarder tendencies.
Have you ever used chip clips as nipple clamps?
No.
Chipple clamps?
No, chipple. My nipples don't really do anything for me.
Freeloaders.
You can't milk them.
They just hang there?
They're just there. They're just there existing. And you're like, all right. Another week.
Well.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Hey, guess what?
What's up, bud? What's up, my man?
I got my second vaccine.
Hey, before we get to that, you know what I realized? We never did our 420 episode. Are we going to do a 517 episode? 518?
Yeah. Well, now 518. Why would it be 518? Is that a Tuesday?
Because that's next Tuesday, because we forgot to get high today.
We certainly can. My week's wide open.
Just like your unzipped drawstring.
Just like my chip clip. Yeah, I'm down.
Okay, let's, so back to the point of matter. So you got your second vaccine.
Yeah, I saw we both posted on the same day.
Oh, I didn't see you post.
Well, I did a story.
We're vaxxed, waxed, and readied it to fill our cracks.
I didn't go. It seems like a lot of people in LA went to big vaccination sites where it looked very come into this parking lot, sit under this tent, get a shot sort of thing. Mine was just at a little pharmacy and no one was there with me to take a picture. So I just had to take a bad selfie up against the wall.
Well, I think we were told we were not allowed to be taking pictures, but somebody took a picture for me because he saw me playing Pokemon Go and he was like, are you playing Pokemon Go? I said, yes.
Do you think, I don't know if I've told this. There's this older man who's at the gym, and by older, I mean he's definitely like 60 plus, and he's always there playing Pokemon Go on two phones while he's like in between reps, which is like, I play Pokemon Go in between reps at the gym too. But like, should I just walk over and ask him to be friends?
I think so.
You know how nice that would be to be able to like do trades with someone because we're on the exact same gym schedule. We're both always there at the same time.
And you know what? I have a friend, a Pokemon Go friend who has two phones and he is always inviting me to raids. And I'm like, I can always guarantee it's going to be three of us because he's got two phones.
Oh, lucky. See, yeah, you know? I guess I should pull the trigger and just walk up to him or like show him my phone from across the distance and like be like, should we be Pokemon Go friends?
What if he flicks you off? What if he
he wouldn't. He's like plus 60. 60 plus.
Plus 60.
Yeah. And then I'll see him like doing one of the like elliptical bike seated things. And he's got both phones up like on in front of the TV screen catching two things at once. I'm always like, oh, he's living the dream.
He's doing what he needs to do.
Yeah. I guess he probably just makes trades with himself though. So he probably doesn't really need me.
Would you call it the trade of the season?
I am the trade of the season. Look, I'm still in this wig.
I see.
This makes me, wig makes me feel like a Raggedy Ann doll.
That's the point of it. It's for the people at home who are not on the Discord, who won't be able to see the picture on the wig channel. Corey is sporting a wig made of yarn. You didn't explain the wig. People don't even know what the wig is. Tell the people.
It's a yarn wig. It has two pigtails. Are these pigtails?
Yes. Made of yarn.
How come girls' hair or long hair in this fashion is called pigtails? Why isn't it like...
You're going to have to take that up elsewhere. I do not know. I can look it up.
Why is it not called cowtails? Like, because pig's tails are curly and these are very straight. So are they still pigtails?
The term pigtail appears in English in the American colonies in the 17th century to describe a twist of chewing tobacco.
Hun.
Okay.
And how is it a pigtail? Hair.
The term came to be applied to any braided hairstyle in the 17th century. The British Army also adopted a single pigtail, or queue, as its standard dress for long hair.
Okay. Shit. Well, did you end up watching any of that Pig Royalty show I was telling you about?
No.
Because let me tell you, I got to episode 3 over the weekend and honey.
No, but we did watch, you know what we watched last night? Cheech and Chong. Have you seen it?
Now, I've always wondered if it's a show or a movie.
It's a movie. But so from what I can tell, they have like many sequels. So we watched the first one and... I loved every second of it. It was
Cheech
incredible.
Cheech and Chong, the Squeakquel?
No, the first one, the original. Just and? Cheech and Chong, I think.
It's just about two friends that get stoned? Or is it something to do with, is it something to do with cops? I always feel like Cheech and Chong were also police officers.
Cheech and Chong Up in Smoke. Is the original, 1978. And then the sequel is called Cheech and Chong's Next Movie, which nailed it. But we rented Up in Smoke, loved every second of it. It was incredible. I highly recommend. You have to be stoned for it.
Highly recommend.
Yes. And then the second one, Cheech and Chong's Next Movie, not so good.
You watched all of them?
No. We stopped partway through the second one because I was like, you know what? We don't have to finish something if we're not liking it. Because initially after watching Up in Smoke, immediately after, I was like, do you want to watch it again right now? And we were like, there's other stuff I guess we should watch.
You loved it that much.
You wanted the sequel.
You wanted to start it all over?
I did. And then we moved on to the sequel. And I was like, honestly, I was right to have said we should just rewatch the first one.
Does it have any notable cast?
Cheech and Chong.
Yeah. Who plays Cheech and who plays Chong?
Cheech Marin plays Cheech. And Tommy Chong plays Chong. But
is it scripted or is it real?
My question was, I was like, so you're telling me they're playing themselves in an origin story of how they meet, but it's not a true story?
Is it like how Kenan and Kel were always just Kenan and Kel, even though that was scripted?
Yes, but this was like, it was scripted, but also kind of improv-y, but they were super stoned. It was wonderful. I loved it so much. It was all the shenanigans they kept getting themselves into while they were stoned, and all the times they almost got arrested while being stoned. It was so fun.
Did they ever wear a yarn wig?
Maybe. It runs together. Honestly, who knows? They could have. The outfits are very iconic in it. It's a cult classic. You need to see it.
I highly recommend. I'll add it to my list.
But don't watch the squeakquel.
Noted. Is there a third or no? Is there a fourth?
There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There's 9, and one of them is animated from 2013.
What?
And then there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 secondary like spinoffs.
I guess Cheech and Chong Dynasty.
Yeah, it's the cinematic universe.
Well, I guess I'll have to go there. I didn't realize there were more Cheech and Chongs than there are Marvel movies.
It's a worth a watch. I think you will enjoy it. We also watched What About Bob this week.
But you know I love What About Bob.
I love it, but it was fine. It was a movie I used to watch a lot in my childhood. So I was like, I wonder if this is still going to be good. And it still was good. I liked it.
Did they play Call Me Al in that movie?
Call Me Al. Will you sing it for us?
It's all, you can call me Al. Call me Al. It's like, boo-loo-loo-doo. You don't know it?
I don't think I
never,
know.
Never heard it. I'm pretty sure Call Me Al is in What About Bob? Oh, wait.
Do you want
no.
me to look up the What About Bob soundtrack?
Wait. I was thinking Weekend at Bernie's.
I have not seen Weekend at Bernie's. It's on the list. It's
what
the
About
list.
Bob is Bill Murray.
Yes.
And he's their, they like want to take him on a family weekend trip.
No, it's a client of Richard Dreyfuss, who is played by Bill Murray.
Yeah,
who he's having some episodes. He goes to therapy and he really needs the therapy, and he doesn't know boundaries. And so the therapist goes on vacation and he's like, oh, I need to go to where he's on vacation. And it's like this little small town. But the family of the therapist falls in love with Bill Murray.
Yes.
Bob Wiley. But you, Dr. Leo Marvin.
That sounds familiar.
Dr. Leo Marvin.
Wait, but you haven't seen Weekend at Bernie's?
No. But it's on the list.
Is it?
I'm telling you, there are a lot of movies.
You need to... Is there a shared Google Doc you can share with me of what's on the list?
It's more of a metaphysical list. But I would like to make it physical. Less meta, more physical. I would love if it were more of an ongoing project. Because I know one of the moderators for my Twitch channel, Garen, who's also in our Discord, he is like a movie enthusiast, cult classic movie enthusiast. I saw he sent a picture of his like his movie collection, his DVD collection. Holy shit. And so I'm like, oh, I should really be like talking to movie experts.
Yeah.
Before I watch Cheech and Chong 2 of what I should be watching first.
But do you, I mean, it's all, I don't know. I hate when people are all, oh, watch Citizen Kane.
Oh, no. I'm not trying to watch like
people are all Rosebud.
What?
Yeah. You're what? Telling me.
Are you high? Is this the 420 episode?
Don't worry. All the real movie buffs will understand. I took a film class in college. I've got knowledge.
I think What About Bob might be Bill Murray's best movie.
Oh, did you see, what was that one that was like St. Vincent or something?
Didn't catch it.
I think it's like him, Melissa McCarthy, a boy. I remember watching that on a plane and liking it.
Wow, what a cast.
What a cast. It really was.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We didn't even talk about the vaccine, Corey. Which one did you get?
I got Pfizer the house down boots.
Same sis.
I'm a Pfizer fella through and through.
I'm a Pfizer faggot.
PHF?
Yeah, basically.
PFA?
Basically.
Yeah, I got Pfizer. I went locally here in San Francisco once it was like my turn because I had signed up for this My Turn California website. So I got a text and it was all go ahead, register, sign up. So I did. I wasn't nervous because like shots don't really make me nervous or nervous. Although I freaked out the technician because one of the questionnaires, you have to like answer yes, no, like have you had symptoms, blah, blah, blah. And one of the questions was like, have you ever had a reaction to a vaccination? And I had to tell them about when you and I went on The Amazing Race and I had that reaction to that yellow fever shot that they gave us. So then I really scared the poor little guy who was going to give me my shot. And he was really afraid I was going to faint in the lobby. And I was like, no, I promise I'm good. But anyway, so he just poked me. And then did you like, I thought I was did a good thing because I made a little plan for like treating myself after I got my shot. So
yes, I had the day off the next day.
Yeah, I got it in the afternoon, and then I told myself I was gonna swing by my favorite burger place and get myself burgers and fries and a Coca-Cola, and then I was gonna go home and take an edible and just melt into the couch. And I was like, that was really the way to do it, was to like make yourself a little treat situation so that you were feeling good, feeling fine.
Yeah, I did a similar thing where my house was fully stocked. I had my, you know, my Gatorades, my this, my that. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, I got Gatorades
Cantor's
too.
Deli the next day. I was like ready to sleep. The first day, my first shot, I had an appointment. But then it was so fucked up. Like they just were not ready for the system of getting through shots yet. And it took like 4 hours of waiting in line. And then, but for my second shot, because it's been a while and they figured their shit out and there's, you know, their processes and whatever, I was in and out in less than 5 minutes. So I think if you are like about to get a shot now, if you're like thinking about getting your shot and you're like, oh, it's going to take forever. Like they have figured it out.
Yeah.
Like you will be in and out, good to go, super quick.
The place I went to, it was a very like small pharmacy and they just had appointments every 15 minutes. But when I got the first one, it was like pretty busy. And then when I went back for the second one last week, they had a sign, they'd moved a sign out front that was like vaccination walk-ins available. Like, come on in, get it. No wait. We can like express do this for you. So I was like, yeah, San Francisco definitely figured their shit out now too. But yeah, no, it was in and out. They did make us, they were very particular about making sure you did wait the like 15 minutes before you left so that you weren't having like a reaction or anything and they could just monitor you. But they had a whole little setup where you were just like rotating through seats and someone was like wiping everything down in between people. And yeah, I didn't really have any symptoms. I was like, from the first one, I was a little more tired than usual that night. And then the second one, I had like a bruise, but honestly, like it was nothing for me. I was very lucky and I was very happy that it was like so easy peasy.
Yeah. The most thing for me was like lifting my arm kind of felt like sore. Like
yeah.
I had been punched or something.
Yeah.
But then the second day I was like back to normal. The second shot, I was fully prepared because people be talking shit about the second shot. Like it's about to give you the doozy, but I was completely fine. I was completely fine. And so like, I'm like, oh, well, a lot of people are skipping their second shot because they are hearing from other people that it's like going to take you out or like make you just like exhausted for a day. But I was completely nothing, no impact whatsoever on my day.
Yeah.
So if you're like, if you got your shot, but then you're like, oh, I don't want to get the second shot because I don't want to get sick or blah, 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 or whatever you're thinking might happen. First of all, you have to get the second shot. And then second of all, you may not even have any reaction whatsoever because I didn't. So
yeah, my dad bro, even.
Just go do it.
I think it's either my dad or one of my brothers. One of them had Moderna, but everyone kind of said the same thing where they didn't really have any sort of super bad reaction. It was just like more, a little more fatigued or definitely like shoulder soreness, but I don't know. I'm so excited. I know I have like, 2 more weeks for it to be like fully in my body and all that, but San Francisco has already kind of, been, I think California as a whole has been lifting some of the restrictions. Like as long as you're outside now, you don't necessarily need a mask as long as it's like walking around, been, not in big groups.
When we
and that
walk
sort
around,
of thing.
When we take the dogs out, it was very strange at first, but like when the CDC announced and like the state announced like, oh, you don't, if you're outside, not in groups, just walking outside on like the sidewalk, you don't need a mask. So even then we were still like felt kind of weird not wearing it. So I bring it with me just in case anybody like,
yeah,
because you can read on people like if they're weird about you not having a mask on. But like if I'm walking around the neighborhood with the dogs, I now am doing it with no mask. And it's like, oh, this, I mean, if we're going to listen to the CDC when there's bad news, we also should be listening to the CDC when there is good news and
yeah.
great updates of like, oh, loosening of restrictions because they're doing it with precaution. They're doing it, you know, like slowly. So why not listen to the good news too? So the good news is if you are, well, at least where I am and at this point in time, if you're outside and not in groups and you're doing your own thing and walking on the sidewalk outside, like you don't have to wear a mask. And it felt like, oh my God, maybe we are. Nature is healing. It's going back to normal-ish.
I know. I'm so excited to be able to run without a mask because it's like I've been running every day since June and I always wear one of those like neck gaiters or buffs or whatever you want to call it. And if I'm by myself or if I'm in an area where I don't see people, I'll like pull it down. But whenever I would pass groups or run by people on the sidewalk, I would like pull it up and kind of cross the street or put some distance between me and whoever was walking. And I'm like, oh my God, it's going to be so weird in 2 weeks to be able to run without one.
I have to say, I got LASIK at just the wrong time because now that I don't have to wear a mask and now I don't have glasses, I can't appreciate that a mask won't make my glasses fog up anymore because I don't have to deal with the problem anyway.
Oh my God.
So it's like my face feels very empty now.
That's so funny. Like I can't, I would literally be so frustrated with trying to wear sunglasses. I didn't even consider.
The entire time of the quarantine, having to wear glasses and a mask, everything fogging up. It sucked. But now I'm free.
Oh my God. Now you get to just really show off that handsome face.
Girl, I've been looking places. I just look around now.
You know? You're all, look, I can see each individual leaf on that tree.
I've got eyes. I've got a mustache. It's the new year, new me. I'm on TikTok now, bitch.
You're like, I can doom scroll when I wake up in the morning without having to hold my phone an inch from my face.
It's nice. It's nice. And if I drop my phone on my face, it just hits me directly on my face now. Not like hit my glasses and then they like kind of shove my face, you know?
Do you drop your phone on your face often?
I have. Haven't you?
Never.
That's a lie.
I've quite literally never dropped my phone on my face. I guess when I look at my phone in bed, I lay on my side, not on my back. I'm a side sleeper, hun. Get into it. Unzip it.
Get into
unzip
the gig.
It. Unbutton it. Untie it. Unvelcro it. Unchip clip it.
All right. All hey, right. Can we have a moment of silence for the cock destroyers?
Yeah, I saw.
They're no longer professionally together. That is that's devastating. I think that's worse than One Direction breaking up, worse than
Little
Spice
Mix
Girls
breaking up.
Little Mix, aren't they all pregnant right now? I can't keep track of what's going on with
Little Mix. Well, one of my friends is a big Little Mix stan, so he always texts
how
us.
How big, how little?
He's practically their publicist.
Ooh.
And I said, wow, I said, I can't believe I had to find out Perry Edwards was pregnant on Twitter instead of a text from you. And he said, it's because I sent a card in the mail.
Well, we know how your mailman is doing.
Right. I should reply. Well, bitch, I got my wig a month late.
Corey's still wearing the wig. The yarn wig.
I wore it the whole episode. Maybe, like, hey.
Isn't it so nice?
Hey, maybe. It is. I think it's nicer than normal wig because it's actually not hot at all.
Right.
And it like
it's because it's pulled up in the back. There's nothing on your neck to get warmth going. It's more of like a it's kind of like a who's the man who's like maybe in the 1700s was chopping down a tree and had an apple? Johnny Appleseed?
Amanda Bynes, she's the man.
No. And it's like a raccoon hat kind of vibe.
Abraham Lincoln, Paul Bunyan?
Paul, maybe.
Ricky.
Ricky, yep. I think it was Ricky. Just Ricky. Tricky Ricky Sticky Dylan?
Maybe. Could be. Who would have known?
Okay. Well, Corey, I think that's all the time we have for today. If people want to pull your yarn strings, where can they find
you? I was going to say, hit me up on Cameo and request me to wear this wig.
You know what? I am surprised more people do not tell me in their requests on Cameo to like wear a specific wig. It's happened maybe 4 times.
Yeah.
But like, I really thought people would like have requests. It's like TRL.
You know, the Cameo boxes are not that long for like what it gives them to write in to request.
Yeah. But sometimes they're writing shit that I'm like, baby, this is not your live journal. Like, honey,
go off.
Anyway, well, cool, Corey. Maybe next week we have our stoned episode.
Yeah, listen, maybe.
Oh my God, I took 2 edibles last night. I meant to only take 1, but my boyfriend was like, girl, it's Sunday night. I said, it's a school night. And he said, it's Sunday.
Oh,
I said,
bitch, well, Sunday is always a 2 edible night in this household.
Oh, well, it was a double doozy. It was like I was there and I was like, I definitely only needed 1.
Oh.
They were 10 milligrams each. I did 20 milligrams. That's a lot of edible.
Well, then you shouldn't buy that new cannabis bumps. Did you see that?
Oh, my God.
Did you see it?
I did. Is that a real thing?
Yeah. Well, you know, my brother works at a dispensary and he said people are calling, blowing up the phones, asking, y'all sell that cannabis bumps?
Well, must be an opportunity.
I guess people love putting shit up their nose.
You know what? I hope people don't die, but like, is that, I don't think it's regulated. Is that safe? It would have to be regulated if it's being sold in like a dispensary.
I guess so. They don't sell it, is what he said.
Well, then it's not regulated.
I mean, maybe coming soon. Look for a coupon in the mail.
Okay. If it's safe, I would try it, but like, I'm not saying people try it. I'm If the FDA says I can, then maybe I will dabble.
See what the CDC says.
Yeah, you know, we listen to the CDC in this household.
All right, well.
All right.
I love you a lot. Thanks for
listening.
Love
you later. Good luck with your life. Everyone, if you're eligible, go get your vaccine. You know what? You know what I really need to remind people to do? Honey, it's about to be STD season. Everyone's about to be out and about flirting and squirting, getting their jizz.
Not flirting and squirting.
I am telling you what, it's about to be whore summer, which I am supportive of. But babies, just know your statuses across the board.
Refill your prep.
Refill your prep. You know what? Have your fun. But nothing spoils a hot girl summer more
like
more
a
than
rash,
more than a rash and a prescription of penicillin. So
one time I had poison ivy at Pride, and that was not fun.
Oh, poison ivy at Pride! I should be so lucky. You don't even want to know what I've gotten. Anyway, wear your yarn wigs if you're leaving the house.
Well, you know what they say: zip your zippers, Velcro your Velcros, and button your snaps.
Snaps in the chat on that one.
All right, gotta go.
Later.